Chapter 3. How the World and Mankind Were Created. With the exception of the story of Prometheus's punishment, told by Aeschylus in the 5th century, I have taken the material of this chapter chiefly from Hesiod, who lived at least 300 years earlier. He is the principal authority for the myths about the beginning of everything. Both the crudity of the story of Cronus and the naivete of the story of Pandora are characteristic of him. First, there was chaos, the vast, immeasurable abyss, outrageous as a sea, dark, wasteful, wild. These words are Milton's, but they express, with precision, what the Greeks thought lay back of the very first beginning of things. Long before the gods appeared, in the dim past, uncounted ages ago, there was only the formless confusion of chaos brooded over by unbroken darkness. At last, but how no one ever tried to explain, two children were born to this shapeless nothingness. Night was the child of chaos, and so was Erebus, which is the unfathomable depth where death dwells. In the whole universe there was nothing else. All was black, empty, silent, endless. And then, a marvel of marvels came to pass. In some mysterious way, from this horror of blank, boundless vacancy, the best of all things came into being. A great playwright, the comic poet Aristophanes, describes its coming in words often quoted. Black-winged night, into the bosom of Erebus, dark and deep, laid a wind-borne egg, and as the seasons rolled, forth sprang love, the longed-for, shining with wings of gold. From darkness and from death, love was born, and with its birth, order and beauty began to banish blind confusion. Love created light, with its companion, radiant day. What took place next was the creation of the earth, but this too no one ever tried to explain. It just happened.